From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. A program started by President Obama when he was in office is getting a fresh restart from Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. GPB's Ross Terrell reports the city is looking for 100 men to serve as mentors to men and boys of color.
The mentors would work with young boys ages 6 to 14 who are currently on a waiting list with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Metro Atlanta. Mayor Bottoms spoke about the need for mentors with GPB's Ricky Bevington as part of her monthly interview series.
It is about improving the outcomes for young men of color. And we are very fortunate in the city of Atlanta that we received an ask from My Brother's Keeper to re-engage.
Former President Barack Obama started the My Brother's Keeper initiative in 2014. This is the second program the mayor has launched to focus on helping boys of color in the city. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Governor Brian Kemp touted Georgia's workforce development during a meeting with President Trump. He joined several other governors at the White House yesterday, where they had lunch with the president. Trump spoke with them about easing regulations on employee licensing and workforce training. Kemp responded to the president.
We're doing that in manufacturing, aviation, bioscience, cybersecurity, film. The film industry is very big in Georgia right now, and also in fintech. And that's one reason we continue to have an A-plus rating when it comes to our workforce.
Kemp also thanked the president for signing the disaster aid bill, which was recently passed by Congress. Starting this week, the city of Atlanta is enforcing e-scooter laws. Laws for e-scooters have been on the books since January in Atlanta. The Atlanta Police Department says it waited to enforce the laws, though, so that people could gain awareness. An APD campaign video reminds riders not to use e-scooters on sidewalks.
We want to keep everyone safe and happy when it comes to scooters. Remember, move to the street if you're not using your feet.
Violating any city ordinance, including e-scooter laws, is punishable with up to a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. The Atlanta Police Department says it's not their goal to jail people for violating the scooter ordinance. Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta didn't cost taxpayers as much as the city projected. That's according to documents obtained by WSB. According to city auditors, Atlanta stayed under its Super Bowl budget by 14% and saved more than $1.5 million. The audit found the city spent about one-third less on goods and services than it figured it would. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.